Malý Ondřej leží nahý na betonové podlaze, izolepou je svázaný do kozelce a jídlo musí jíst ze země. Sledujete autentické záběry z domácí kamery, kterou do komůrky pod
schodem. On May 10th, Czech television broke a disturbing story about a little boy named Ondra, who had been kept naked, bound and in the dark by his mother. From that point on, the whole thing became curiouser and curiouser. As somebody said to be Ondra's 13-year-old sister, disappeared from a Brno children's home. First, it emerged that the authorities had no record of Anna, who Ondra's mother had been attempting to adopt. Hundreds of police officers searched the country for Anna in vain. Now it seems, and bear with me, this is truly bizarre, that the alleged 13-year-old was in fact a diminutive 34-year-old woman. The girl has never existed, or so it seems.
Bylo toho hodně, zřizovala jsem hodně věcí naraz a musela jsem být vlastně 24 hodin do toho přetlaky.
Klára Mauerová, her eyes cast down, told journalists she had mistreated 7-year-old Ondra because she was under great stress. She really regretted it, she said. That was just after her arrest almost 2 weeks ago. Since then, she has been in police custody. Many Czechs found Ondra's story deeply disturbing. But that was just the beginning of a bizarre case that has gripped the country and rarely been off the front pages. Somebody said to be the boy's 13-year-old sister, Anna, disappeared from a children's home after the family were taken into care. As the search for her began, it soon emerged that the authorities had no record of Anna's existence, apart from court records from Klára Mauerová's attempts to adopt her. Miss Mauerová and her sister claimed the girl had been abandoned by her drug addict parents. Police searched the whole country for the missing girl, a photo of Anna being hugged by the much larger Miss Mauerová and alongside the woman's two boys, was all over the media. This week, the extremely abstruse case took its most bizarre turn yet. On Tuesday, a friend of Klára Mauerová's sister, Kateřina, issued a statement saying that during police questioning, Kateřina had made a stranger-than-fiction revelation. The 13-year-old girl was, in fact, a diminutive woman of 34, called Barbara Škrlová. Police are now looking for her and say DNA tests could end the mystery. Of course, if this is true, it raises many questions, the biggest of which being why would Klára Mauerová try to adopt a 34-year-old woman under a false name and pretend to the court that she was 13? Barbara Škrlová, who formerly worked with Kateřina Mauerová, also seems to have played her part. The judge in the adoption procedure said she always had toys in her hands. Others said she hid behind a teddy bear. Questions will also be asked of those who came into contact with Anna. How could they take a 34-year-old for a 13-year-old? The director of the children's home she disappeared from said she gave staff a strange feeling and they thought she had a strange face. And as if all this wasn't enough, copies of a letter purporting to be from 13-year-old Anna were received on Tuesday by the president, the ombudsman and a national newspaper. The author, who writes Czech in the male gender, appeals for clemency for Klára Mauerová. The letter may well turn out to be a small footnote to the most bizarre news story seen in this country for many years. Honestly, you couldn't make it up.